Last week, Yao Yao told people lawmakers, including Ismail Konyi and Kangen Jako, that he would respond to the invitation for peace talks with the government within 3 days. Machar says they are waiting for an answer.
You know Ismail Konyi and then the Deputy Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment, they have been part of a mediation process. They made contacts, they spent 3 weeks in Pibor. This time we are going together, we'll get the new reports. If Yao Yao has accepted to talk, then we'll see.
Machar says in addition to mending the Yao Yao rebellion in Pibor County, the government wants to revive a disarmament exercise that has been disrupted by the armed conflict.
We want to understand their views. If disarmament is done, how will it affect the population? And we want to secure the population. We do not want the population to be put at risk. We know a good number of youths who are armed have joined him, which complicates the process of disarmament.
Yao Yao passed rebel against Juba after he failed to win a parliamentary seat in the 2010 general elections, accusing the ruling SPLM party of rigging the elections. In 2011, he accepted an amnesty offered by President Salva Kiir and returned to Juba, where he was promoted to an SPLA general. But last year, he fled to Khartoum and started a rebellion against Juba in his home county of Pibor. Yao Yao's rebel are accused of carrying out indiscriminate killings of civilians. Just 2 weeks ago, more than 100 people were killed, including 15 SPLA soldiers, in Akobo West in Jonglei State. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Philip Aleu in Bor.